Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up. Take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of King Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in the town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I've been slow in getting out some Christmas cards this year. So here's a brief note that I included in the card that will go out tomorrow morning. Merry Christmas, King Herod. I may be the first to ever send you such greetings, and I do so with the best of intentions. This is our festive holiday, a 12-day season marked by bright lights, happy gatherings, and glad songs. The Christian Church pulls out all the stops to celebrate the birth of our new King, Jesus. And we know this is an event that confuses you. Christmas confuses a lot of people. We get that. Some folks decorate their homes with generous splashes of red and green, and then they eat too much, and they drink too much, and they spend too much, and generally wear themselves out. But among the true believers, there is a simplicity and joy to the merrymaking. The Christians are generous in giving gifts to loved ones and friends. They make large donations to support their churches and the charities that extend the work of God. They make every effort to worship together and to tell people how much they are loved. So in that spirit, King Herod, I wish you a Merry Christmas. No doubt you knew the event was coming. The strange Persians who studied the stars found their way to the castle door. You welcomed them and inquired of their journey. You called in the Bible experts to ask where the Messiah might be born. Then you sent along the Persians to locate the child and notify you of his location. But that's where it all seemed to go badly. Although they did not know of your, shall we say, unfavorable reputation, for some reason they did not trust you. And then, as has happened so many times before, you fell off your throne in a jealous rage. You really didn't need to send out your murderous soldiers, especially to the children of Bethlehem. Violence is always the strategy of a fallen empire. Prophets like Jeremiah have been telling us that for centuries. Nevertheless, I wish you a Merry Christmas. Clearly, you do not comprehend this new king. He rules with his words as you do, but he does so differently. You speak an order and expect it to happen immediately. He speaks the truth and waits on us to respond in obedience. You punish and destroy the person who disobeys you, but his fierceness is revealed in his grace. You declare orders like, "Find that child and destroy the threat to my throne." But he says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." You say, "Annex that region and add it to my dominion." He says, "Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wishes to borrow from you." Everybody knows he is a different sort of king than you've ever known. He's the king we have always wanted. So again, I say, Merry Christmas, King Herod. It's a Merry Christmas because the sovereignty of the new King Jesus is shown in his love. Love is the power at the heart of the universe, the glue that holds everything together. Love is the magnetism that binds people in relationships and consoles them when relationships are torn apart. Love is the propulsion that sends us to serve those in need, and it comes from Jesus, the new King. He's the one who reveals that heaven loves earth. So, King Herod, I'm sure that somewhere within your dark soul, the notion of love is as appealing to you as it is for every person. But you've been looking for love in all the wrong places. You've been married 10 times, and never happily. You've also pinched a few others on the side. Your marriage to Mariamne was a particularly bad idea, but it was even a worse idea to murder her and her son. And no wonder that your former mother-in-law declared you were mentally unfit to serve as the king. And I have to believe, King Herod, that your family reunions were also terrible disasters. It wouldn't have helped that you eliminated 3 of your sons whom you suspected of sedition, or that Caesar Augustus up in Rome made fun of you, stating it would be safer to be Herod's pig than to be his own child. So there's no way that I'm going to tell my congregation to look up your household records in the historical archives. I tried to do that yesterday. I got so tangled up, I almost missed the pregame for the Rose Bowl. So, King Herod, I have to wish you a Merry Christmas. It's our prophetic word to you, offering an alternative to how life has gone for you. Your family life, like your political life, is a sad account of human wreckage. You'd represent every despicable despot who has slithered up from the dregs of human history. And thanks to you, we are not surprised whenever we see the depths of sin and the damage it can cause. And it reminds us of the kind of world where God has sent the Christ child. Merry Christmas, King Herod. Your days are numbered. At this point in your life, you are a weathered old man, nearly 70 years old, but looking a whole lot worse. Your physical health has not been good, and the psychologists of our own day have diagnosed you with mental health issues, including paranoia, violent tendencies, chronic depression, and profound narcissism. Of course, you've been telling yourself and surrounding yourself with people who tell you how successful you are. And even Josephus, the historian, will go on to say that you were the greatest builder in Israel's history. And there's some truth to that. A lot of the tourist sites still standing in Israel are places that you built. You even built yourself a big tomb about 3 miles from Bethlehem, of all places. But you have serious issues, sir. In your last will and testament, you command that important people be brought to your funeral and then publicly slaughtered, so that there would be some authentic grieving at your passing. Fortunately, your survivors will not honor your wishes. And here's the truth. When you die, which you shall certainly do soon, you shall stand before the new king, the very one you tried to eliminate. You will have to make an account of every horrible, destructive thing that you have done throughout your life. Every person you have plundered, every life you destroyed, every act of greed and violence that you committed, and then maybe for the first time you'll discover that you could have lived a different way. Merry Christmas, King Herod. The Christian Church is delighted to announce to the world that the future does not belong to you. It does not belong to boorish, self-indulgent kings who claw their way to the top. The future does not belong to obnoxious despots who take credit for everything and take responsibility for nothing. No. The future belongs to the new king, Jesus. The world has always belonged to him. But it must continually wake up from its dark nightmare and affirm that we live by his truth and grace. Some of us have already been stirred from our sleep, or it looks that way. And as the new year begins, we'll try to live by the dawn of a new beginning. So Merry Christmas, King Herod. Your time is running out and you will be forgotten. Nobody needs your cruelty. Nobody enjoys your violent temper. Nobody wants a king who is in the game only for himself. We will take Jesus, thank you very much. We will love him with our minds, guard him in our hearts, and follow him in his steps. Because there really is no other way to be completely alive. Merry Christmas.